BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi everyone, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily, including Chris and his incredible stage debut in London's West End. You'll be able to find out what happened on this podcast. More fake facts versus real ones on Real or No Real. A couple of Dear Scots from the Posh Radio 4 Lady, what you've been saying to us this week. And the Christmas present game, where we buy stuff off the TV shopping channels for each other without seeing the TV.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
What is this?
Is that lush Christmas music you asked for?
Right, so the world is still on, and we're all here, and it's nearly Christmas, and a lot of people will be breaking up today from school or having their last day at work. So hi and Merry Christmas. So this is what we do. We each call up a TV shopping channel. We can't see the screen at all. We're not watching, but we just ask for whatever is on the screen at the moment, and we have to buy it for each other, okay? So I think I will start, and I'm going to buy for you, Chris.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to call up a TV shopping channel. Obviously, I can't see any TVs at the moment, so I don't know what's going to be on. But whatever on the screen, that's going to be your Christmas present.
I'm kind of excited.
Okay.
I hope it's really expensive.
This can go wrong. Here we go. I'm calling them now.
GML, you're speaking to Wendy. How can I help you today?
Hello. Yes, I would like to buy the thing that's on the TV right now.
Is it the sausage stretch tuck toy?
The what?
Sausage stretch tuck toy.
That's it. A sausage stretch tug toy.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, he'll love that. He loves a sausage stretch tug.
Lovely.
Yeah. How much is it, please?
£8.99.
Oh, that's cheap. Bargain.
And it's a really, really good value because the long lasting, you know. And, I mean, it's a perfect gift for your furry friend there, you know.
He normally pays a lot more for a sausage stretch tug, so that's a bargain, £8.99.
Absolutely. And they're really strong, and he can chew on it, he can pull it, you can play a tug of war together. But also at the same time, it's going to be keeping him healthy with his gums and everything like that as well.
And it's in the shape of a sausage?
It's in the shape of a sausage with his arms up holding a ring. And then at the bottom, his legs has got the band over the bottom so he just can play tug of war together, you know?
He'll love that.
Brilliant. All dogs do. I mean, I've got a dog myself and I absolutely love it.
He's not a dog.
He's not a dog. What is he then?
My friend?
Your friend. Wonderful. Well, I'm sure he loved the original pepperoni flavour as well.
Well, that sounds an absolute perfect Christmas present for him. Thank you. I've just got to do something. Can I put you on hold for a second?
Yes, certainly.
And then we'll proceed with the purchase.
No bother at all.
All right, I'll just pop you on hold. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. Excellent. So that's what you're getting.
I love her.
A sausage stretch tug toy.
He's not a dog.
It was just a really wet the way she went, well, what is he then?
My friend. No, I'm not.
Why?
That's a brilliant present.
Pepperami flavour.
Keeps you healthy.
We can play tug of war together.
Rubbish.
Great.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, Chris, you need to buy for Becky next, all right? We'll call another channel after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just seen a picture, because someone's put it on Twitter, of that sausage tug toy that I've bought you. It's actually ace.
Yeah, I kind of like it now, actually. Yeah.
So we're calling up shopping channels and getting Christmas presents for each other. What did you get off of Chris last year, Becky?
He was supposed to buy me some £2,000 earrings, but they never arrived.
Right, I think we should make the rule here that you have to go through and buy them.
Yes,
to go
definitely.
Yeah, I wasn't sure last year if, do you know, with time you'd forget it.
No. You have to buy it. That's the rule.
So yeah. This year, that's what's happening.
Right? Yeah. That's happening.
Whatever you get, you have to buy it.
It can't go much worse for me than last year. £2,000.
When do you ever see anything on a shopping channel for £2,000? It's rare.
It's just my luck.
Well, most things, once you factor in postage and packing.
Yeah. Okay, so Chris, we're going to call another shopping channel now, and you're going to buy Becky's present for Christmas this year.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm.
Okay.
Make it a good one.
It's whatever's
it's
on the
screen.
It's
not my choice, is it?
Good afternoon and welcome to JML. My name's Abby. How can I help?
Hello there. I'm looking to get a present for someone, and I was hoping to get the thing that's on the TV right now.
Right, OK, that's brilliant. Is that the shower feet?
The what, sorry?
The shower feet.
The shower feet?
Yes.
Yes, that's the one. What are shower feet?
What it actually is, it looks like a foot. You stick it to the bottom of your shower. It's got over 1,000 bristles. You can pour shower gel or soap through the little holes on the top and you put your foot in. It's a triple action. It gives you a little massage. It cleans your feet. And you can also get rid of the hard skin on the back of your heels as well.
Is this for humans?
It is for humans, yes.
Is it the kind of thing that girls would like?
Girls, boys, anybody really.
I'm looking to go down sort of the romantic route with this one. So this would be perfect, you reckon?
Well, I'm not sure it's completely romantic. It's certainly useful.
Is it not? Are you not worried this is like more insulting than anything? I'm worried she's going to get the wrong image. Like, it's like me sending her a, I don't know, a wet wipe or something.
No, it's not as kind of unromantic as maybe buying her a Hoover or something.
Mm.
But it's something she can massage her feet with as well.
Yeah. I've previously, I thought of getting her a mop originally.
Right.
But okay. No, I won't bother now. Okay, shower feet. How much? Talk to me.
They're £9.99 or you can have a pair for £14.99.
So you either get one for 1 foot, or are you talking about 4 feet here?
No, because many customers just tend to use one in the shower. Because if you had two and you stepped on both of them, it would be a little bit like trying to do the moonwalk in the shower.
Yeah, she has got 2 feet, but then if I was to, or if someone was to join her in the shower, I suppose I should get two lots of these, shouldn't I? So how much? £15?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to know about the shower feet?
No, do you know what? Can I quickly put you on hold? I've just got to chat to someone.
Of course.
All right, hang 1 minute.
Right, you've got to get them now. She does have 2 feet. Awesome. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, but does that mean that...
You have to join him in the shower?
Yeah.
Certainly sounds that way.
Well, for me, that's a great result. That's not £2,000. I'm happy to get
it's
you
not. And you've got nice, lovely clean feet now. I think that's all right.
So everyone wins with this.
Yeah.
Something for all of us here with that one.
And so the next one... We're going to have to buy this in a minute. The next one is Becky, and you're going to buy something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to buy you these shower feet.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Yay, it's time for me to get my present now off Becky. So I have spent £8.99 on Chris and his new dog toy, his sausage dog toy. Also, Becky has had £14.99 spent on her with the thing for the shower for your feet.
Half of that counts as Chris, though, doesn't it? Because he only got two, so he could have one.
Oh, yeah, that does depend on him showering with you.
Ugh. Either way, £15's
fine. Can I pay £15 for that not to happen?
I'd pay a lot more, wouldn't you?
What?
Okay.
He is here.
I'm sitting
your
here.
Your furry friend sat just there.
Tug of war. Okay, so let's call up the shopping channel, another one, and... You've got to buy whatever it is on the screen.
Okay.
You've got to buy it.
Cool.
For me.
Hello, QVC Rachel speaking. How may I help?
Hello. I'm trying to find a Christmas present and I would like to buy what you've got on the screen right now, if possible.
Right, okay. Well, at the moment, we have a 42-inch TV on.
If that... Okay, and how much is the 42-inch TV?
Okay, well, the normal QVC price is £1,100. We've actually got it at an introductory price on offer at the moment for £999.96. So it is on special offer at the moment.
Is there anything cheaper that may be in the background on the screen at the moment?
Well, did you have any particular product in mind at all?
Just something cheaper than £1,000.
Is a TV okay for you, or did you...
can you hang on 1 second, please?
Yes, of course.
Right, you've got to buy it.
Those are the rules.
Those are the rules.
Those are the rules, Becky, we just said. Those are the rules.
I'm more than happy to hand over my card details. Whether it goes through or not is an entirely different matter.
The rules. I want my big 42-inch. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So, last night, Chris starred in a West End musical set up by me and... well, kind of. And he... I mean, he dreamed a dream for a long time about this. And it happened last night. How was it?
It was an incredible experience, but not the one I expected.
See, I think you may have been a little confused because you did seem to be convinced that you were going to be in Les Miserables.
Well, yes, that's what I thought.
Which wasn't the case.
You kept saying to me, one day more, Chris, and I know you've been dreaming this dream for a long time. And then we had Samantha Barks on from Les Mis. So for me... I just thought you got me the role. I said how passionate I was about Les Mis, that you'd sorted it.
Did I actually ever say that that was the show you're going in, though?
Well, looking back, no.
No. No, we didn't. And at one point you said, I can't actually believe this is happening. And I said, neither can I.
And I mean, seriously.
You're in on this as well.
Maybe.
It's not that we're in on it. I mean, I'm very sorry if you thought that. But I honestly wasn't trying to kind of mislead you into thinking anything at all. I didn't actually ever say what the show was. But you've still been on the West End. Mm. We're making a documentary about this, actually, on Chris's stage debut. I say a documentary, it's more a short film. It'll be about 5 minutes. And here is a clip...
You love a making of these days, don't you?
All about the making of. Here's a clip of what happened when Chris got to the theatre last night and called me up. A bit confused and concerned.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me? Oi, I've just got to the place. It's not Les Mis. Scott.
What do you mean?
You told me it was going to be Les Mis.
I never said it was going to be Les Mis.
You did tell me it was going to be Les Mis.
I didn't actually want to say that, though.
I've just turned up. There's something called Spamalot.
I said the West End musical.
I've learned all the lines to Les Mis. I've got an hour and a half... to learn Spamalot now. You knew I thought it was going to be Les Mis. You've set me right up.
You'll be fine. It's not very much anyway. You'd have to learn the whole thing.
So, the musical you were in was?
Spamalot.
That's quite similar, isn't it?
Are they similar, Les Mis and Spamalot?
Not at all. I'd learned all the words to Les Mis.
Well, everyone's part.
The part of Jean Valjean in particular, because I'd heavily hinted that I thought that would be it. And right. Then I turned up and I was suddenly faced with this situation. I mean, it's still an incredible play, but I had to now learn all the words to Spamalot.
So let's hear this. Here is Chris rehearsing.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Why are you just saying sorry?
That was, I was handing my script. That was my line.
One line.
One word. You got me one word in Spamalot. But anyway, I wasn't going to let that faze me because this is my West End debut.
Sure.
I was handed a... two ladies came up to me and put me in some... I don't know what you'd call it, actually. I put a picture up.
Armour?
Armour, yeah. Coat of armour.
Okay, so can we hear the moment now where you do your one line on stage?
Which I rehearsed for a long time.
Yes, I could hear that. So can you explain the lead up to this? What's happening before we play this bit?
The place, it's a very big place where the show goes on.
A theatre.
Yeah, the bit is a big theatre. called the Playhouse in London. It's quite famous. And yes, about 20 minutes into Act One, I come on. So someone's attached a microphone to me, which is good, so that I couldn't pull out the lead, you know, like's happened before.
Yeah.
And then I'm put in the wings, and I've had loads of rehearsals with this, with the cast, and then the time comes for me to be on stage, I'm side of the stage, and I just have to do my thing, which is walk on stage, say the line, say sorry, and then leave.
Mm. Okay, well, let's hear that bit now, then. Here's Chris on stage in the West End. Here he comes. He walks off and like, nailed it.
That's it.
Were you meant to do it in that operatic style?
No, but I thought I'd use my artistic license
and
as
also,
an actor.
Those two girls that were screaming in the audience, were they planted by you?
Did you hire them?
They may have been.
Them.
Sorry!
That's brilliant, Chris. One line. But you've done it.
I've done it.
And actually, third time lucky, you didn't mess up. Well done, I'm really proud.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love this, Andrew's been on. I was there last night, I don't remember the sorry at all, but I do remember the two girls whooping in the audience. And who takes groupies to a performance?
Chris.
So, yeah, you up for more acting now? Did you enjoy your role in Spamalot?
Do you know what, I had such a good time last night. And apart from anything else, because I was too busy learning my line the first half, so I sort of missed the first half. But then I went down and watched the second half, and I've never genuinely laughed in the theatre before. Is that a bad thing to say? Like, I've never, like,
not even at Panto.
No, you sort of fake laugh, don't you? You sort of want to laugh, so you find yourself like a bit like when you watch stand-up comedy.
So you've never laughed like real laughter in a theatre.
I've never properly laughed, and I actually properly laughed last night.
Good show then.
So amazing show. But I've got the bug now. I've got like the actor's bug.
Sure.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
I've been bitten.
So if you are making a film at the moment, if maybe you are in a production company, or you make TV shows or a stage production, my friend here wants to do more. And this is the kind of thing he can do.
Sorry!
I'm trying to think of another show where you could just go, sorry!
Well, maybe if anyone can just write it into any show.
You're quite Len Goodman, aren't
yes.
you? Seven!
Sorry!
Scott Mills Daily.
A lot going on yesterday, so we didn't really get to the PR4L doing Dear Scott. So if you have emailed, a chance to hear your messages today, maybe.
Hi, Scott. Chris, I'll deal with you in a minute. Beckalar, the one who doesn't speak, but who I often hear laughing, cheeky, and the PR4L. I work with people of an older persuasion to myself, so at work all day, I have to listen to absolute radio 80s.
Ew.
And I heard a song today that I felt had to be brought to your attention, Scott. I feel you may have been deceived with Chris's originality following his triumphant James Bond theme song for Skyfall. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you, but I heard a song today that bore a striking similarity to his song. It's called Billy Joel, We Didn't Start a Fire.
Right.
I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but the rhythm of the songs do sound very much alike. Chris, any comment on this? Love you, bye. Gemma from Essex, age 24 and 1 month, XXX.
Right, OK, so I've got the Didn't Start the Fire track and we've got Skyfall by Chris as well, just so we can compare the two. Have you ripped something off?
I certainly haven't.
OK, here's Skyfall.
Skyfall, free fall, bat and ball, know it all, booty call, Jerry Hall, cannonball.
Skyfall!
Chinese wall, sod all, city hall, concert hall, fattest mall, Montreal, Senegal.
Skyfall!
Shopping mall, apostle pool, abdominal wall, pub crawl, uni hall, front crawl, RuPaul.
Skyfall!
Golf ball, tall pool, eight ball, capital, omniball, professional football.
Skyfall!
Ah, pussy galore, I've been expecting you. Come in.
Okay, so we've all reminded ourselves of what that sounds like.
Mm.
And here's the one they heard on that 80s station. This is a song from the late 80s. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio.
Hmm.
John McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Oh, Chris.
Nothing like
it's very
it.
Very similar.
Nothing like it.
No, it is. He's just naming randoms as well.
Oh.
They don't mention Fats and Small.
They weren't on. Right, this is a blatant rip-off.
It's nothing like it.
But the only difference is that he doesn't go, Pussy galore, come in.
Yeah. Well, that's a huge difference.
Well, he is. It does sound similar.
I don't think it does.
His is just slightly more political.
Hmm. Well, mine was quite political.
In what way?
I couldn't hear that myself.
Abdominal wall, Fats and Small, RuPaul.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you know what you need on your phone?
What?
The PR4L doing this.
Chris, I'll deal with you in a minute.
Oh, no!
Ringtone.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for Real or No Real. Hello, if you're driving home for Christmas, there's loads of people driving home already. Okay, then. Some of these are real, some of these are not. It's your job to guess which is which. It's Real or No Real. 10 Scott Mills points every time you get one right.
Cupping your ear raises hearing efficiency by 15%.
Cupping your ear?
Like cupping it, like putting your hand down and going... You know when someone goes, when a cartoon person goes, pardon?
Pardon?
I think it's true. I do think this is real because it just sort of funnels the sound, doesn't it?
I don't think I've ever cupped my ear.
You have.
I haven't.
You have.
Pardon?
Yeah, but you've got one of those ear trumpets.
Yeah. My ears are massive anyway, so there's no chance of anything not getting by them.
15% is very specific, but I think it's probably right. I'm going to go real.
No, ear cupping.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Right, so it's a complete waste of time. Here's your next fact, or is it?
Pieces of bread were used to erase pencil marks before the rubber was invented.
Do you know what? I think I've heard this before.
You always say that and then it's no, always no real.
You can't use bread as a rubber.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I'm sure you can. There are weird things you can use as a rubber.
Like
there's
what?
Loads of other stuff that gets out of pencil. Fish.
Fish? You can't
specifically
use fish.
Oily fish.
That's... Are you making this up? That's not real.
You asked me and I got caught out on the spot, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, if you're going to use white bread, brown bread, does it make a difference? I'm going to say this is real.
I'm going to say this is no real.
That one is real.
What?
I'm going to try that. That's a good one for the pub.
That is a good one
a
for
good
the pub.
A good one to tell your mates. Next.
Incan brides had to peel a potato to prove they would be a good wife.
We've spoken about these wife tests before, haven't we?
Are you a fan?
I like it. I like it. It should be both ways, but I like the idea that there's these sort of challenges to see if you're suited. And peeling a potato, I think, is fantastic.
What, so I'd have to get you to, like, wire a plug or something?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Yeah. Yes, I could.
You could wire a plug?
I think so.
Get out.
I could. Yeah. Definitely.
But I wouldn't plug it in after.
Which no, really one's not. The earth? Brown.
Oh, God.
I assume it's brown.
I don't think they had potato peelers back in the day.
Well, how did they do it then?
I don't know. Maybe that was a true skill of a wife. I'm going to say no real.
Well, take it off with her teeth.
I don't know. Come up with some other way.
Real or no real? Potato peeling wife.
No gonna, real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yes, Chris.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Bring it.
Brilliant.
And next.
If you search for 241-543-903 in Google Images, you will find lots of pictures of people putting their heads in refrigerators.
What is this? This is one of those ones that's so ridiculous it has to be true.
And it's one of these that before... Well, I suppose we say real or no real first, but I want you to test.
Because it's Christmas, am I allowed to look it up now?
Yeah. Well, okay. Give your answer before.
Oh, do you know what the...
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say it's real because it's so stupid it has to be true.
I'm going to say no real and we're just wasting.
Do you want to know the number?
Yeah.
If you search for 241-543-903...
Yeah.
Can you get that, Becky?
Yeah.
People with their heads in fridges.
Yeah.
What is that about?
How on earth does that work?
How does that work?
I'm just going to spend the whole day typing in random numbers and see what I get.
That one is real.
Yes, yeah. It is.
I love it. There's people just, like, they've opened the fridge door, got their ice cream and just posed with it.
There's so many people that are going to be trying this right now. What's the number again? You got it there.
241-543-903.
So many people at work, a bit bored, would be like, right, try that in.
It's just pictures of them taking out, like, frozen peas and just, like, posing for a quick picture before they do it.
Why are they all together with that number combination? That's odd.
I don't know, it's so weird.
And next.
In Lincolnshire, it's traditional for men to present women with a sausage on Christmas morning.
I would love
sausage,
that
sausage my wife.
I would love that. I'm going to say that's real.
In Lincolnshire?
Yeah. The Lincolnshire sausage is a famous sausage, isn't it? Real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Must be Cumberland.
And at the end of that round of real or no real,
Becky scored 30, I scored 10.
Well done, Becklar.
Thank you.
Also, this text just come in. Whoever said Earth was brown hopefully will never wire a plug. I don't intend them to. It's not.
That's not.
That's not the right, so you'd be awful.
Okay.
Right, good. Don't wire a plug. And that is Friday's show. All our best bits you can download every day on this Scott Mills Daily. We'll be back on Christmas Eve, live on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. Radio 1.